Thank you for tuning in and listening to Mount Carroll Church of God Radio Ministries, where we strive to connect you with relevant biblical teachings for the world we live in today. Now for today's broadcast with our guest speaker.
What I just said, you are Lord God Almighty. You are mightier than anything going on in this world. You are the creator of this world. We come to you this morning with joy and anticipation of being in your home today. Oh God, help us lift our praise to you. May it reach you. May you smile as you look back at us. Lord God, we bring to you people who need you so desperately. But you know what? You're by each and every one of them. You know everything they need. Lord, for all who are sick or lost or hurting, I ask that you give them your best for them. Oh, Lord, help us never to lose faith in you. You are everything. Help us, Lord, to live our lives to honor you. And all these things we say. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for loving us in spite of who we are. In thy precious and holy name, amen.
Good morning, church. For those who don't know me, my name is Tim. I'm the senior pastor here at Mount Carroll Church of God. And with the announcement that occurred this last Friday, I felt it was impressive that was impressed on me that I need to come and talk to you guys just a little bit. On Friday, the Supreme Court overruled Roe versus Wade. I don't know how many of you guys heard that. And that, yeah, that's a round of applause. That's a step in the right direction. What that means, though, is abortions are still legal. It doesn't mean that abortions are outlawed. It doesn't mean... He was just ready to start clapping. That's all that is going on back there. Abortions are still legal inside of our country. It doesn't mean that it's gone. It just means that one of the hurdles are out of the way. What I really want to address, though, more than anything with you guys this morning is when I hopped on Facebook Friday night after I was at conference, I noticed something. And what I noticed was exactly what I expected. The side that was for abortion was crying out. There was a ton of information being thrown out there regarding it, a lot of derogatory stuff towards Christians and so forth being thrown out. I expected that. We have to remember the Bible says they will hate us because of him. They will dislike us because of him. But yet the Bible also tells us that we're supposed to respond with kindness and love. And the problem that I saw was I saw too many Christians spewing the equal amount of hatred right back out the door. And I want to make sure that you guys know here, my expectation of you is to show love and kindness through the entire thing. Yes, we don't agree with abortion. Yes, we do find that ending of life and not something that we can stand on while we stand on the Word of God. But we can still show love. We can still show kindness. We can show compassion. We have people who are hurting outside and around us. And if anything, this is the time more than ever for the church to stand up, to be the hands and feet of Jesus, and be willing to help out those who need the help. When we do see that young family or that young mom or the young mom and dad who need help, who are getting in and they have that child and chose life over abortion, how can we stand up and walk beside them? How can we stand up and help them grow in their relationships? How to become good moms? How to become good dads? How can we do those things? Look for those opportunities, and hopefully we'll have some new opportunities coming up in the future that we as a church can back up behind there as well. So I just wanted to extend that. I wanted to make sure that that was acknowledged this morning. And just a reminder that your words and your action, whether on social media or in life, represent Christ when you claim to be a Christian. And as such, we need to act a certain way. So thank you. Turn it over to you guys.
Psalm 136:1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Psalm 113:3. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With my hand and an outstretched arm, his love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us. Setting sun, his love endures forever, and by the grace of God we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever, forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever.
Isaiah 6:3, and one called to another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of armies. His glory fills the whole earth.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship him now. How great, how awesome is he, and together we sing. bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He, and together we sing. As everyone sings, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. It is rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. It's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. And together we sing. Everyone sing, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory.
Psalms 30:12. So that I can sing to You and not be silent, Lord my God, I will praise You forever.
There is an endless song that goes in my soul. I hear the music ring, and though the storm may come, I am whole. From singing Your praise, how can I ever say enough? How amazing is Your love? How can I keep from shouting Your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I will lift my eyes in the darkest night, for I know my Savior lives, and I will walk with You, knowing You'll see sing when I win. I can sing step and fall down again. I can sing 'cause you pick me up. Sing 'cause you're there. I can sing when you hear me, Lord, when you call to you in prayer. I can sing with my last breath. Sing, for I know that I sing with the angels and the saints around the throne. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart. I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart. I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart.
Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart, my portion forever.
There's a peace I come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead. And I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees and rise. Darkness brings to light, and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise
Amen. Could I have the elders come and join me up here this morning? And then can I have Johnny come and join me this morning? He doesn't know about this. So this weekend was our district conferencing. And Johnny, you have been going through a ton of classes. You've been working very hard. You have a calling from God to preach the gospel. And so it is with great pleasure for the elders, myself, and the board, and from the district, saying we support you, we stand behind you, we send you out with a charge to preach the gospel in the fullness of the Christ. We present you with your first annual district licensing on behalf, and I'm proud of you. And before we get away, if we could lay hands on Johnny and just pray for him. Do you want to start off? And we'll just pass the mic.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. We thank you for the life of Johnny. We just pray that you will anoint him in his calling and go with him and be with him through good times and bad times. And we just thank you for all the hard work that he's put in.
Lord, we thank you for Johnny here, that we can present him to you and that he'll be a blessing to you. And may you give him wisdom through his life and bless him and his family. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you. We want to lift up our brother here. Father, the calling that you have placed into his life, may he just continue to lean into it. May he just continue to lean into you. May he listen to the Holy Spirit and the guidance and so forth. Father, may he know that he has the backing and that we support him. And Father, that he just searches out and presents your gospel in such a way that others may understand and grow and may have a hunger and a desire for you as he does. Father, we just ask that you watch over his life and any roadblocks or anything like that that the devil tries to throw in his way are just removed. And that he can just take this charge out and he can fulfill this calling. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's yours this morning, brother.
I don't think there's a way to top that, honestly. It's humbling. We'll just put it that way. It's really humbling. So it's called Peekaboo today. Go to the next slide, would you please? Right there. Isn't that awesome? That's just perfect. And we're going to discuss something that I've been studying for a while. And have you ever just had that moment in your life? Boop, the light comes on. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, it really, the light comes on and you're going, I got it. And about the time you say, I got it, you don't. I mean, you just don't have a clue. And so we're going to talk about a subject. Today actually isn't going to be a sermon. It's actually going to be kind of a little lecture because it's something very important. If you've ever gone through your life or part of your life where you're like, I am lost. Angie, this week was horrible. I bawled so much this week. Horrible week. And I can always tell when I'm asked to present the word. Tim, ain't it true? I mean, you just have a rod. That's the week. I mean, Vince, that was for you, buddy. I love you. That was this week. And today I had an amazing day. A few days ago, who enjoyed the rain? Wasn't that rain awesome? Yes, amen, right? I mean, my garden, Angie's like excited. The garden looks so great. And I'm like, honey, I haven't looked at it. She goes, you should. And I'm like, I really don't want to. It looks great. Yes, dear. Let's go look at the garden. But work was horrible. Just rotten that day. Just horrible. Ron, you challenged me when I told you that I got this job. He goes, are you really going to say you love your job 2 years into it? Ron, I still love my job. 2 years into it, I still love making dog food. Imagine that. I'm the most loved individual when I get home by my dog. She loves me. Let me tell you, I got, Angie's back there. She's like, yep, I have my work jeans on. And she comes up and she takes her nose and digs in my pocket because she knows there's kibble in my pocket from the night before working or a little dust. But if you've never in your life felt that point of being lost, it's going to come someday. And I text my wife that day. I'm lost. It is a horrible day. I got out of work. I had showered at work, tried to get all the grunge and just wash the nastiness down the drain. And God blessed us with a shower. And I took my shoes off, right? Picked them up. I picked them up and I carried them. And I had my shorts on and I'm standing in the parking lot with my hands out like this. And the rain is coming down on me. And I'm like, Lord, you got this. You got me. And he did, you know, and it just felt so, like, cleansing. Like, God just put his arms around me and said, you got this. And I'm like, no, Lord, I don't have this. I'm lost. I need help. I need direction. I need to know you're there. I need to feel your comfort. I need to just feel that big Papa Bear hug from you right now. And I sat, I stood there, and Leslie Carber, if you're listening, I love you. She's a worker with me, just got married not that long ago. And I said, Leslie, have you ever done this? And I had my pack and everything, and I had my shoes in my hand, and she had her umbrella on. She goes, click, I'm going to now. And we stood there, and it just poured on us. And the rain came down, and the concrete was hot, and the rain, just that warm water on the feet, knowing that God provided that moment when I needed it. And that's a little bit of what we're going to talk about today. Peekaboo. Peekaboo's a game that you play with your kids, right? I mean, grandparents, how many grandparents here? You know, you played peekaboo with your kids. Mom and dad's peekaboo, right? I played peekaboo with my kids once, and we're going to talk about that here in a minute. But not long after the best day of my life, I married my wife. We had our first son, Thomas. Let me tell you, lordy, lordy, God gave me exactly what I didn't want me. That kid is so much like me, it's horrible. We always butt heads. We're finally not butting heads anymore. We're kind of like, hi, I love you. Yeah, I love you too. All right, you know, and kind of working it out after many, many years. But, you know, he's just like me. Now, you know, dads, do you not cuddle your kids when they're small? You remember that, right? Cuddling them, yeah. I loved hockey. Hockey, I still love it to today. And I had Thomas cuddled up, and I got home from work, and he's a little guy here, and got him in my arms, and all of a sudden I'm watching a hockey game. I'm getting excited, and I hear this rumble, rumble. And I'm like, whoa, what is that? You know, they call these things diapers on kids. I call them, like, something else. You know, nasty things. Ladies, I commend you. I changed diapers, not many, but I did change some diapers. Where am I going with this? Here's the peekaboo moment. Are we ready? Peekaboo moment. So Thomas is about two. We're getting ready to go to Mom and Dad's house. I'm playing peekaboo with Tom, and I'm loading the car, and Angie's doing what she's doing. I'm loading the car, and I'm coming back in, and I grab the door, and I go, boo! And he screams, yells, turns around, and hits the TV. Do you remember the old console TVs? With the hard wooden corners, smack dab in the middle of his forehead. The kid dropped like a red oak tree that just got cut down by one of Cat's saws. I thought I killed my turd. My little guy, I'm serious. The bruising went in, black and blue, eyes rolled back, laying there on the floor. For you nurses, you know what I'm talking about, EMTs, right? I didn't know anything that much back then. But we get him up, finally get him to come through, and it's like, all right, he's cool. So we get on the road, and we're heading, and all of a sudden he falls asleep, and we can't get him to wake up. I'm shaking him. Angie remembers this moment. I'm shaking him, yelling at him, and his eyes roll up, and he comes through. What am I getting at this? Today we're going to study a word that's called theophany. Big word, right? Theophany means this. Two simple things, Greek. Theo, meaning God, and phaneine, if I pronounce that correct. Great. If not, I'm sorry. I'm like a butcher, a meat cutter. I cut it all up and hack it up. I'm sorry. But it means that God appears. He comes forth for us, and he presents himself. And this is the biggest thing. If you ever feel alone in your life, if you ever have that lost moment where you don't know what's going on, you can't understand what's going on, relax. That's the biggest thing I learned this week. That rain hit me, is to relax. God's got this. He's got it for us. If he doesn't, we wouldn't be here, right? Can we agree God is deliberate? Yes? Yes, thank you. Can we agree that God protects us and guides us? Yes, right? It's like peekaboo, theophany. We're there all the time and we're waiting. And we're like the child, we're waiting, and all of a sudden God goes, boo. We need to act excited, you know? God presented that rain moment for me when I was just done and had it for the day, for the week. Horrible week. God presents himself. God's there. We're there. God will reveal himself, a theophany. We need to be like a child just waiting. Angie and I have this awesome place in our front porch. What do I call it? Garden of Eden on our front porch. It is. It's amazing. We have a little awning, right? Angie's planted a bunch of miscellaneous flowers. I have no idea what they are. If they're not pretty, they don't stay, right? And they're herbs. I know what those are. I'm fat. I love herbs, right? They go great in pastas. Great, you've got the idea. I love that part. But the best part about it all is there's a little bird feeder up top for the hummingbirds, right? Hummingbirds, yeah. And they buzz past us. And they come and you hear this, and they feed and they take away. That is the moment that you go, God is real. God is awesome. He's there. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you, Lord, for the church. I thank you, Lord, for the families here, just everything you provided for us. Guide us and direct us, Lord. Fill our hearts and minds, Lord. Let every word be said for you and your glory. Shut my mouth, Lord, and let your words flow. Most of all, Lord, let us to enjoy your presence and understand what it really is. Amen. All right, so for those of you who are watching, I'll say it because I believe in this. And anybody here, if you want to take communion and you can't do it, please call the church. Pastor will get a hold of you. Our elders will get a hold of you. If they can't do it, guess what? Third string runner-up. I'll come and do it with you. I don't care. That's fine. I'm all right with that. I mean it. So theophanies. Pull your Bibles out if you have your Bibles. If you don't, pen and paper. A little bit of this right off the get-go is going to be little scriptures of definition of kind of an eyesight because I'm kind of slow. I really am. I need to see it to believe it. So guess what? I'm going to give you some scriptures and what they are. So theophanies come in many forms and reasons. I'm going to give you three major ones. God announcing a divine promise. In Abraham, Genesis 12, 1 through 8, I will give you the land. God is talking to Abraham. He's saying, I'm going to give you the land. That's one. Exodus, my favorite one here. Moses, the burning bush. That's amazing for me. That's what today's scripture is going to be on. So turn to Exodus 3, 1 through 6 if you have your Bibles, because that's where we're going to land. Honestly, six little passages and that's it today. Yay, amen, right? All right. God's call for a prophet. God is revealing himself and calling upon somebody to do a job or do a task for him. Two major ones here. Samuel, 1 Samuel 3, 1 through 4. Call, I am here. Samuel's there with Eli. I love this one. And he's sleeping, right? How many times does Samuel get called out? Who remembers? How many? One more time. I'm old. I can't hear. Three. There you go. Three. Three times. It's a significant number, all right? We're ready for that? And on the third time, what's he say? I'm here, right? If you hear a calling again, say, I am here. And he goes, I am here. God is calling a prophet, Samuel. Isaiah 6, 1 through 13. I love this one. The touching of his lips to purifying him, pulling. The angel of the Lord pulls a coal. Listen to me. And touches his lips. Your sins are forgiven. What a blessing. You're pure. You're holy. You're able to do your job. You are the prophet of God. Go forth. Paraphrased. To be there at that moment, God revealed himself. Judgment, God's judgment. Here's a horrible one. Miriam's skin, Numbers 12, 9 through 10. Miriam and Aaron was speaking against Moses. And all of a sudden, Aaron turns around and Miriam has leprosy. Leprosy back then is white things on their flesh like we know it, but also anything on her clothing. Or how about the judgment of the Assyrians, Isaiah 30, 18 through 28. Read that chapter. It's amazing. It tells the grace and the love and the provision that God wants to give his people. And then after that, it talks about the divine judgment that comes. That is who our God is. He is merciful. He is loving. He is judgmental. He has one rule and his rule only. Can we agree? Amen. We got one. I got two. All right. Can we get three? Sold. Three. All right. Awesome. But hear me. If you are lost and you don't know where you're at and you don't know what's going on and your life is so messed up, you love God, but you're not seeing him. You trust God. Where is he at? You know he's there. Where is he? Take the time and the moment to relax and see the beauty that God offers. I love this one. Theanophic places, springs, rivers, trees, and mountains where God has shown up in a specific time. Springs. Hagar cast out at the spring, Genesis 16:7, the angel of the Lord comes to her. River. This one's one of my favorite. Jacob wrestles with God. Would that have been awesome to wrestle with God? What's he do? He sends his whole family across the river because he wants to be blessed by God and nobody else can be there, so he can see and actually have hands and actually be there with God, be there with his presence of the Lord Almighty. And guess what? I'm not letting you go until you bless me. How many of us have the motzi to say that? Come on. Seriously. I'm not letting you go until you bless me. I'm forging through that door, and I'm asking you to come with me, but I'm going through that door. Why? Because you told me to go through that door. I'm going through that door, and I'm trusting you're going to send me through that door. Trees. Abraham's given the land. How would this have been? Genesis 12, 6 and 7. Abraham passes through Shechem by the oaks of Moreh, and God's going, this is yours. Just goes, here you go. All this is yours. Lord, I just want a piece of that. A little plot of my own. A little she shed would be nice. The mountains, my favorite one right here. Israel at Sinai, Exodus 19, 1 through 25, the calling of a nation. God is deliberate and purposeful. Yes? Exodus 3, 1, here we go. I call this one at work because all of us as a church, all of us as Christians, all of us as believers need to be at work. We need to be doing something. Moses is tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he's led the flock far side of the wilderness called the Horeb, the mountain of God. Acts 7:23. Do you know Moses was 40 years old when he committed murder? 40 years old. How many here is 40? Anyone 40?
I get one.
40-ish? All right. How many people here are 80? Come on, 80-year-olds. That's all right. You're beautiful. I love you, 80-year-olds. Yeah. Guess what? At 80 years old, Moses was given his calling. How would you like that? 80 years old, given your calling. Moses was family of a priesthood of Levi. And I look at it like this. God's perfect numbers comes like this. 7 is his perfect number. 40, on the other hand, is the time of completion, testing, probation, being tried, and most of all, ending with a blessing. At 80 years old, how would you like to be blessed? Moses means to be drawn out. I like this. It's God's humor. That when Moses was cast into the river, right, that his name was Moses. To be pulled out. Moses to be plucked out. Moses to be drawn out. This is Hebrew and Egyptian. Moses. At 40, he studied everything he could study for Egyptian culture and what? Jewish tradition, right? He knew them both. At 40, he committed murder. Why? Because he saw an Egyptian harassing a Jew, right? We're getting some nods, heads. I hear some, yeah, going on. That's okay. I'm interactive. This is all right. I like that. Two cups of coffee, I'm good. All right? Guess what? At 80, so guess 40 years of completion, 40 years of school, right? 40 years attending the flocks. Help me out here. 4 plus 4 is 8. Add a 0, 80, right? 40 years of school, 40 years of exile. Moses is called on the mountain, and he's been blessed. Not only that, he has a beautiful daughter, marries a beautiful daughter, Jethro's daughter, right? Zipporah, 2 sons. Moses is amazing, and the whole story of this is amazing. Theophany is amazing. What is this? A big word, fine. It's peekaboo. That's what we're talking about. Exodus 2 through 4. Theophany, the act of God. There's an angel of the Lord appearing to him in flames and within the burning bush. Moses saw through the bush and the fire that it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I'll go over and see the strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called him within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. God calls us. The thing is, the whole purpose of this is we have to be open to it. We have to be able to do our works and do our duties, not with blinders on, right? What if Moses was like, yeah, okay, sheep go here, okay, and he's not paying to his environment? But see, there's two part. I always like to say it, if and when, right? If he would have looked, when God would have called. If he would have gone over, God called. Two parts. It's an action and a reaction. God was waiting. He's waiting. God waits for us, does he not? How long? 40 years, 80 years, 120 years? I don't want to live that long. No, Larry's saying no. Jeannie isn't going to take care of me that long. She's like, you're right. But I'm saying, we need to have our eyes open. And that's all of us. Not everybody is willing to come up here. Not everyone is willing to go down and change those. Nope. Ain't doing it. I will try. Grandkids, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Exodus 3, 5 through 6. Ready? Holy ground. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you're standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. God is deliberate. Moses didn't even know where he was. Do we understand, really fathom everything that went on at that mountain site? I was studying it up, and I'm like, Lord, I'm going to have to ask Tim if I could, come up here 5 times, because I have 4 other ones already done related to this. And it's history. Moses had no idea when God said, this is holy ground, what Sinai was. That it's the birthplace of Israel. That it's the birthplace of where we're at now. How about 10 Commandments? Yes? How about Israel being drawn out of slavery? How about the Red Sea splitting and they going forth on dry ground? How about Moses ascending the mountain 3 times to go up there to get the covenant ceremony and make sure that everything is lined up? How about Moses getting the 10 Commandments? I said it already. How about receiving the rules of the covenant, the ceremony, and the elders dining with God? I want to be that elder. Come on, elders, you with me? Let's go. Let's dine with God. To be there and be in that awe presence, just to know that you're there and you're like, Lord, I'm good. I'm just happy being here. I don't need nothing. He's going to say, just eat. I cooked it for you. All right, I'm going to eat. But to be in that moment. Moses spends 40 days with God, and he receives the instructions for the tabernacle on this mountain. I'll say it again. Moses had no idea what that mountain was. So I'm asking you today, church, do you know what your mountain is? Do you have a clue what your mountain is? If you thought about it right now, what is your mountain? What's your moment where God is there and you're at comfort? Where God is there and you're just going, I got it, Lord. You know what? Mine was that day with the rain. The moment I needed it, God was like, Angie goes, no, I'm going to get wet. And I'm like standing in it like a little three-year-old splashing around like singing in the rain, right? So I'm going to close. Like I said, today wasn't a sermon. Today was an informational. What's your theophany moment? What's your peekaboo moment with God where you go, God, I don't have it all the way, but I'm waiting. And when you show me, I'm going to be excited. It might just be that little bird that buzzes by at that moment when you need it. It might be somebody watching right now going, oh, fat man does know what he's talking about. I got it now. Right? That's what us as a church, that's what us as a family is about. When Pastor Tim was talking about keeping things in check, that we have it so dialed in that we can go, hey, my God's got this, and this is what it is. I'm a wreck some days, but guess what? My God has it, and you can have it too. Ann Wilson, let me show you my Jesus. Awesome song. I bawl every time I hear it. So the band would come up and play our last song, please. I'll close in prayer at the end.
I'm no longer a slave to fear.
So go find your peekaboo moment. You know, look around. Get the blinders off. God's there. He's just waiting. Just like a child waiting for peekaboo with their parents or grandparents. They're waiting for you to go boo. You're there, right? God's there. He's willing to just show himself. So I pray that you're blessed in everything you do this week. I pray blessings over your family, over your jobs, over your homes, and everybody you come in contact with. And most of all, I want you to go forth and just have a great and awesome week. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for Mount Carroll Church of God Radio Ministries with Pastor Tim Yoder. We meet locally every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Sunday school and 10 a.m. for service. If this program has been a blessing to you, we would love to hear from you. We can be reached at mcchurchofgod.org or find us on Facebook at Mount Carroll Church of God, where you may also find a copy of today's broadcast. We look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, God bless. Have a great week.